Well, hello there and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King and we're going to have a great program today on the fire of God's healing. And we have my special guest and friend, Katie Sousa from Expected End Ministries.
Hi.
Katie, is always a wonderful treat to have you on the program.
And thank you.
God is using you so powerfully in this hour and you're seeing people's lives changed and transformed mightily.
Yes, it's true.
One of the most passionate things I'm carrying right now is regarding the fire of God, because I see this tsunami of revival coming.
Yes.
You know, a move of the Spirit that I don't think has been maybe seen in any real dimension of it in all of church history. It's going to just be the granddaddy of revivals, I think.
Yeah, you've gotten a huge revelation about the man of fire that you shared with us the other day.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the man of fire. But also out of Matthew 3 and verse 10, John the Baptist is, you know, being recorded here as giving a word regarding this coming baptism with fire. And he says, the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. He said, as for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I. This is the man of fire. And I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So two baptisms there. One the Holy Spirit and one fire.
Yes.
His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Yes.
Now, I don't believe that in all of church history we've seen like a massive global corporate outpouring of the baptism with fire. Baptism meaning complete immersion, completely being filled. We've seen on the day of Pentecost the baptism with the Holy Spirit for the gathering of the wheat into the barns.
Right.
But the day is coming when we're going to see a corporate level, global level outpouring of the Spirit that is going to burn up the dross. Now you, Katie Sousa, have actually had an encounter with the man of fire.
Actually, I've had quite a few encounters with the man of fire. The first one that ever happened was, I think, in like 2008, and I locked myself in my bedroom for 3 months straight. I would do like 8 or more hours a day for 3 months straight, and just seeking God, like, what do you want me to do now, God? I want to meet you, God. I want to see you, God. I want to experience you. And I can remember spending like 2 weeks straight just saying, I just want to see your face. I just want to know you. I just want to have that deep, intimate encounter with you. Show me your face. And so one day when I walked in to start my, you know, my process of pressing in, he goes, I'm going to show you my face today. Just a glance, he said, just a glance. And I remember I just started bawling and crying and worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden I saw that glance. And he revealed himself to me as the man of fire.
Oh, wow.
I saw his face. It was completely engulfed in fire.
Like?
It was so cool. It was completely engulfed in fire, right? So you know how Revelations talks about his eyes were like full of fire, but it says also that his face was shining like the sun.
The sun in its strength.
Right. And what is the sun? It's a big ball of fire. And so that's what it looked like. He was just on fire. And I can remember just being totally awestruck that he actually showed me his face. But I'm the inquisitive type, so I'm like, okay, that's so awesome. Thank you. I go, but why did you show me yourself on fire as the man of fire?
Yeah, because he could have revealed himself any way he wanted to.
That's exactly it. I mean, and God does all these things for purposes, right? I mean, he shows us himself in all these different manifested forms because he's everything, right? But he shows us things in a certain way, in a certain manifestation for a purpose, because that's what he's going to do in our lives.
Right.
So he showed me himself as a man of fire. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Why? And so I began to look up fire and see what it means. And I remember the scripture that really hit me the most was in Mark 9. It says, for everyone will be salted with fire, because salt is good.
Everyone
will be salted with fire. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? Salted with fire? Does that mean what? And so I started looking at the words in the scripture. And I remember I looked up the word salt, and in the Thayer's, it means it's a symbol for the health and vigor of soul, which is essential to Christian virtue.
Wow.
Now, when I read that, I was like, wow, because you know, our ministry is hallmarked with the revelation about the healing of the soul.
Right.
And someone is like, wow, fire salts us. Fire heals our soul. And you just showed me yourself as the man of fire, so you're going to heal my soul, get rid of the chaff. I was so excited. Yeah.
You know, Katie, in Malachi chapter 4, it says, "For behold, the day is coming." So there will be a day, an actual day in the history of man when this happens, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evil doer will be chaff. And so, like, evil doer could be like even issues of the soul, like depression is an evil doer.
Right.
You know, anything, any thought that's lifted up against the mind of Christ can be, you know, proud, you know, and
arrogance,
and he
haughtiness.
Says, I'm going to take that down. All the pride, all the evil doer. It could be sickness and disease, like cancer is an evil doer.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, poverty is an evil doer. And all the issues of the soul, depression, for example, is an evil doer.
Exactly.
But he says, this day is going to come burning like a furnace, and all of the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff, and the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. Now, I know that in your ministry, you are very passionate about getting to the roots of things and setting people's soul free so that they can have the manifestation of the glory of God. But he says, but for you who fear my name, the sun, the ball of fire, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. You will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts.
Okay, this is so, so cool, right? I actually had an encounter with that scripture. I've had an encounter many times with that scripture, but specifically with the fire. You know, God's been teaching us all about the soul and how when we're wounded, it allows all kinds of things to happen to us. It allows sickness to be on us. It takes away our finances. I mean, 3 John 1 says we will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers.
As our soul prospers.
As our soul prospers, right. And so I've seen all this connection with, you know, even relationships and marriages and illnesses and everything else connected to the soul.
Right.
And I can remember one time, it was after I saw the man of fire, and God was promising me, I'm going to heal your soul. And I don't know, I think it was about 6 or 8 months later, I got really sick, physically sick in my body. And the Lord says, remember, you'll prosper and be in health even as your soul is prospered. He said, you've got something in your soul right now that's allowing a physical sickness to be on you. And so I'm like, okay, all right, God, heal my soul. And I was quoting that scripture. I was quoting, okay, arise on me with healing in your wings and your beams. Yeah. Bring the furnace, the fire, pull out the root, burn up the chaff. And I was meditating that on my bed while I was in absolute agony. And I went into like a sleep and I saw a vision. I saw a vision, it was so cool, of me standing there all sick and infirmed, and then Jesus came and he arose on me with his prayer shawl, with healing in his wings and his beams. He got over me, and like I was in the shadow of his wings.
Beautiful.
And he sheltered me with the wings and the, you know, underneath the prayer shawl. So he was arising on me at that moment with healing in his wings, right? He was healing my soul and my physical body. And it was so cool because at that moment, because, you know, the enemies of God's people are the enemies of our soul.
Right.
And so there's spirits that are on us making us have cancer and disease and sickness that are there because they have the right to be there because of what's in our soul.
Yeah.
So I'm there getting the healing under the wings and the beams, you know. And all of a sudden, I look around and there's all these demonic influences around me that were trying, that were making me sick. And then balls of fire came flying down from heaven. And we're burning up the enemy while was safe in the middle of this fireball storm underneath the wings and the beams. I'm getting healed while the fire is burning up the chaff, while the fire is judging the enemy who was making me sick. When I woke up out of the trance, I was completely healed. I was healed of that physical sickness in my body.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, you host healing schools, and of course we have the DVD set and the CD set that we're featuring on this program. But in your meetings, so many people get freedom because you have gone ahead. You have gone and contended to meet with this man of fire.
Yes.
And because you have experienced him, you're free now to give what you've experienced to others.
Yes.
And I want to say I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I am so touched by your devotion to the Lord and your willingness to give it to the body, because so many people have experienced healing and freedom. It's awesome. And on the screen right now, we have your website. So I want people to go to your website and find out where you're going to be and where you're teaching next, and go and, you know, buy all the resource off your site and that, because it'll help them, because you have experienced this fire of healing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've seen amazing miracles, amazing miracles. We had a gentleman who was on our own staff, actually. He had a rare disease where ammonia stores up in his brain. And what it does is it gives him Alzheimer's-like symptoms.
Oh, no. It sounds awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. They actually thought he had Alzheimer's until they took him to massive different clinics and tested him and found out it was this rare disease. And the ammonia stores up, and it's horrible because it steals your entire quality of life. I mean, he would forget the simplest things like how to type, people's names. He couldn't forget, finish sentences. His wife would have to do it for him. You would watch a movie, and at the end of the movie, he'd be like, I don't remember what it was about.
Wow.
I mean, he was completely debilitated. He had $1,500 a month of medication that he had to take every month to just prevent him from going into a coma because of the ammonia on his brain. And when he would go home from work or whatever his day would be like, he would go home and he would fall in his bed and go into like a coma-like sleep where no one could wake him up because it was so bad. And it was a horrible disease for him, 5 years. So anyway, we teach about how if there's idolatry in your life, which is chaff, mm-hmm. which is all the stuff that needs to be burned up.
Yeah. Or, burn it up, Lord.
Burn it up, Lord. You know, it could be in our life or from our ancestors' life, right? And we teach how those idols wound the soul.
Down through the generation, they can be cut off.
Down through the generations. Yeah. I think it's Psalm 24 says, do not lift up your soul unto an idol. So it says that. And so we teach about that. And so I'm sitting there looking at this man and wondering, what is it? What is going on? And the answer comes. God gives us the answer. One of our employees had a dream that she was with a person in her life that was not right. And she's standing in her kitchen in her house, and she's smelling the smell of ammonia. And so she looks, she wakes up. She goes, I wonder why. She looks up the name, ammonia, the word, and it comes from an Egyptian idol named Amun. So I'm like, wow.
Interesting.
So I'm thinking that my employee, his name is John, that he has an issue with an idol in his soul. So I remember thinking, okay, I wonder if that's true. That night, I dream about my husband being with his family in the kitchen, and there's ammonia smell. Mm. And so I reach over in the middle of the night, touch my husband, and I've never had this happen before until this time. And the magnifier came. The magnifier came, and all of a sudden, I could feel and see at the same time a fireball come down my arm and into my husband. And I could, it felt like a hot ball of lava on fire. It was so thick and powerful. And my husband got a breakthrough at that moment. So the next day, now I'm excited. I'm like, I go to John, who's got this rare disease, and I said, I think I know what to do. I think your soul needs to be healed. You need to have the Son of Righteousness arise on you with healing. You need to burn up that chaff. The man of fire needs to salt your soul with fire. And so he comes to my house, and I just spent like maybe 45 minutes praying for him and released that fire.
Wow.
He gets up from the prayer, and right away his mind is clear, like way clear. Yeah. And then he's like, wow, I think something happened. He goes home, and all his life, he'd always smelled an ammonia smell coming from his body. And at first he thought it was normal until, like everybody has this, until somebody told him what was going on with his brain.
Right.
He doesn't smell the ammonia smell for the first time in his life.
Wow.
And then he's like, okay, something's really happening. And every day the memory and everything gets better and better and better.
Oh.
Then he decides, I'm going to go check it out. So he has like 7 different doctors. He goes to 3 of them. They're all independent from each other and has each one of them independently test his ammonia levels. They're completely normal.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, the man of fire.
Lord loves him so much.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be back in a moment because we want to let you know about this healing school material that you can get so that you can receive healing from the man of fire, that your soul can be set free. And when we come back, we're going to be ministering healing and blessing and loosing the man of fire's love over you.
Order The Healing School by Katie Souza and see your soul healed in the glory light of Jesus. Learn to position yourself for victory over demonic kings with this powerful 7-CD teaching set. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 195. Or visit xpministries.com to purchase The Healing School 7-CD set by Katie Souza, a limited time offer of $27. Order now.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Well, welcome back. You know, Katie, maybe a lot of people might not know your testimony, but of course you were in prison because prior to really turning your life to Jesus and running with him like you are today, you were kind of working for the other side.
Yeah.
But it was while you were in prison that you had an encounter with God. In fact, you actually encountered the man of fire in prison too, didn't you?
Yeah, actually that happened after I got out of prison. I did like 5 years. I had a 13-year sentence for mm-hmm. running amok on the streets, that's but right. then God saved me and took 7 years off.
I'm so glad you're on our side.
Yes, me too. The rest of the world is happy too, I think. But I got to go back in. I've been able to go back in since then, and I go in and minister.
I know,
and
it's awesome.
Oh, it is so fun.
I've seen some of your video footage where God has been moving so powerfully through your ministry in the prison.
Some of the coolest miracles happen yeah. in prison, and they're so amazing because, you know, they don't see miracles. So they're like, right.
whoa! And they'll spread like fire through the whole prison when they share the testimony.
It's true. But one time we went in, and I took my worship leader with me and another one of our intercessors, and I think it was in Seattle. And we went in, and we were preaching in the chapel there. And my worship leader has really good seer vision. Like, she sees stuff with open eyes all the time. And so she said, as I was preaching about healing, the man of fire was released.
Right.
Because she all of a sudden saw a flame Whoa. Of fire come out of my mouth.
Wow.
And it was so awesome because at that moment, there was a woman in the crowd that had hepatitis C. And you could see her. She was being just burned up Whoa. In the presence of the man of fire. She was literally sweating.
Wow.
She was glistening all over her skin, and she had sweat coming down her face and her neck and everything. And she was like leaning forward, hanging on to every Whoa. Word. And I had a word of knowledge right then. I said, "You have Hep C." And I looked right at her, and I said it out loud, but she didn't even care. She's like, "Yes." And she started bawling Whoa. right there. And I'm like, "In the name of Jesus, I decree you're healed right now. That disease is being burned up inside of you in Jesus' name." And the sweat even poured out more.
Whoa.
And they were dragging us out backwards, but I was like, "Can you feel the power of God?" And she was like, "Yes, I'm healed. So I knew Whoa. That the man of fire came and burned up that disease.
He wants to so burn up the dross in our lives,
yes.
right? Not just sickness and disease, but, you know, the things that people struggle with. You know, I hear Christians all the time saying, "Oh, I struggle.
Yes.
You know, I've got these struggles. You know, I want to be righteous as Jesus is righteous, but I have this struggle in my soul."
Yeah.
And the man of fire can come and just in his love, because it's a fire of love.
Yes.
You know, the fire is a fire of love. And he can just come in and burn it up in a moment of time.
We're believing for that. I mean, you have a message, a complete message on the man of fire that's so amazing. And I believe what you've been preaching, that this is a season that accelerated healing,
yeah.
that accelerated deliverance of the stuff that's in our souls and
yeah.
the stuff that we can't break off no matter how much we fast or pray or read mm-hmm. or decree. It just doesn't go away. And I believe the man of fire is coming in this season.
Amen.
And he's just going to right there burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
He's so good. He gives
yeah.
us the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the baptism with fire. And we'll take it all Jesus because
Amen.
he's so amazing. Well, Katie, back in the 1940s, Smith Wigglesworth had a vision. He shared it with Lester Summerall later on. But in the vision, he actually saw this harvest in the last days yeah. that was the greatest harvest that had ever, ever visited planet Earth. And he said that he would not see this. It would be after he went on to be
yes.
with the Lord. So he's with the Lord now.
Yes.
But he said that this generation would see it. And in that vision, he saw whole hospitals being
wow.
healed and everyone leaving. And he saw doctors running down
wow.
the street just shouting
wow.
for the glory of God. Now, this is a revival that I believe is coming that is going to usher in, you know, the man of fire in his glory. Yes. And, you know, we together, your team and our team, we've been praying into this because we believe it. We believe that God's going to move in. And so we're hosting, you know, revival meetings. And actually, every meeting that we do, we expect God to show up, right? But the day's going to come, just like it says in Malachi, where the day will come, burning like a furnace, when all the chaff, all the evil doers in our life, you know, are going to be burned up with chaff. Now, for you, what does that look like? If it were to be like global right now, let's say the man of fire were to come into the earth and manifest this fire, like a flame that spreads to every nation around the world, moving in power, sovereign move of the Spirit. What types of things do you think we'll see in that kind of move?
Well, you know, it's going to be like a, if you've ever seen the wildfires, they spread so fast and they consume everything in their path. Nothing stands still. And the fire doesn't just stay in one path. It jumps around. All of a sudden, there's something on fire a mile later or 2 miles down the road. So it's like a fire starts. Yeah. And it just starts jumping and spreading. And it spreads so fast. And I think, honestly, I think God is done. He's saying, look, my bride is going to be spotless and without wrinkle. And it's going to happen, accelerate, because I need them to not be trapped and stuck inside themselves. I need them to be free so they can go out and like spread the fire to the world that's not saved and bring healing.
He's going to do it for us by his grace. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Last night we had a meeting and one of our volunteers had this awesome word. She said, the fire is going to come to those who seek and those who say. Seek and speak.
Amen.
So like you were seeking, right? Day after day after day, hour by hour. And you receive the manifestation of the face of the man of fire.
Yes.
He says, seek and speak, proclaim. Yes. And so we're going to believe as we seek the Lord. And we just want to encourage you who are watching, pray in this revival. You know, Anna the prophetess, she remained in prayer in the temple for over 60 years as she fasted and prayed for the manifestation of the Messiah to come into the earth. If you believe in this revival that's coming where there's healing in his wings and the man of fire is going to appear, it's going to be amazing. If you believe it, seek him for it. Seek him for it in your own life. By the hour, cry out and say, I want you and I'm not leaving your presence until I get it. And then start prophesying it over your life and speaking it out over your region and having an expectation for it, because he wants to move in you, but he also wants to use you. Imagine yourself being a person just inflamed by God's power, inflamed by his love, and spreading that love out to the nations around you. Imagine that. You know, your life will never be the same again. And we want you to experience that. We want you to be fully ignited. And so, Katie, like, I just feel all excited right now, because I feel like there's actually going to be healings for our people that are watching right
now. Yeah, absolutely.
I can feel the man of fire.
Absolutely.
He wants to go right through the right through the screens, into their households. Can you look into your camera and start releasing healing power?
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is that moment. This is that time. God wants to do it. I know you might be thinking, I'm stuck. Nothing is moving. Why can't I break this off of me? Why am I still sick? Why am I still going to get a divorce? Why is my family breaking apart? This is a season. It's a new time. It's a new time. The man of fire is manifesting right now. He is. And as you put your focus on him, it's going to build up until there's an explosion of fire in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, in your life, in your marriage, in your health. And you're going to see freedom as that chaff is burned up and the disease goes with it and the affliction goes with it. And so I just decree that for you right now. I release the fire that I'm carrying, all the fire coming out of my mouth right now, into your home right now, and just burning up the chaff inside your soul, freeing up your mind right now so you can think right thoughts, freeing up your emotions so you can feel right, healthy, joy, God-given emotions right now. The man of fire freeing up your will so you can make right choices. You'll never fail again, because you will never make bad choices again, because the man of fire is burning up what's holding your will in captivity. I speak fire, 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 fire right now into your physical body, so that every disease right now, I just heard a cannon explode as
Thank
I said
you,
that
Lord.
In the spirit. I heard a cannon explode. Every disease right now in the name of Jesus, I hear fibromyalgia is being burnt up right now in Jesus' name. right now in the name of Jesus. That pain is evaporating.
Thank
it's disappearing
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus. And I hear cancer cells cannot
Come
stand
on.
In front of fire. And fire is going right now to those cancer cells. Lymphoma right now. We just had somebody healed of lymphoma. And I'm believing right now somebody's watching, people who are watching that have lymphoma, you are being touched, burned up by the man of fire in the name of Jesus right
Woo-hoo.
Now. Yes.
I can feel the power
Jesus.
Getting released over the people. You know, we want you to have so much confidence in this man of fire visiting your household. Do you know it's for your children too? Start believing for your children to experience the man of fire. This next generation is so explosively prophetic and powerful. And that means your children, your grandchildren, start making decrees over them because this move of the Spirit is going to hit them so powerfully. And would you send in your testimonies to info@xpmedia.com, and also go on our website and look for joining us for revival meetings. We love tent meetings, we love conferences, events where we can explode in the power of God, and we want you to join with us there. The man of fire is coming to your house. The man of fire is coming to your life. And remember this, he loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, he really, really does.
Order The Healing School by Katie Souza and see your soul healed in the glory light of Jesus. Learn to position yourself for victory over demonic kings with this powerful 7-CD teaching set. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 195. Or visit xpministries.com to purchase The Healing School 7-CD set by Katie Souza, a limited time offer of $27. Order now.
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.